It could be going to every bacher, to every person where he is. These things that I want to really follow together. And I'll explain what I want to speak about. I want to speak about Shabbos Kodesh. And I'll explain what I mean to speak about Shabbos Kodesh. The Mozart and Shabbos, of youth, days, Tanya Namiochi, Ledas, Kiani Hashem Mikachachim, Omar Abchelboy, אמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא למוישה, מוישה, מתון הטוב יש לי בבזגנוזי בשבס שמו. ואני מבקש ליתנום לישראל, לך ועידי. I have a piece of present, it's called Shabbos. I'm planning to give it to כלל ישראל. לך ועידי. Go tell them, I'm going to give them Shabbos. What is this present? Shabbos is a present. Every year, once in 7 days, passes the Shabbos. For this reason I want to be Magdib. Everyone passes the Shabbos. You like Shabbos, you don't like Shabbos. Lametes Ovas Melocha, Shabbos. 7 days, Shabbos. Yom Tov. And every year from now till the time that his neshama will go upstairs back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will pass every Seder day Shabbos. He could pass it in a way of just doing the melochas, keeping Shabbos. He will never understand Avelcha Matona Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bebez gnozai at a present at his Lech Boidim is a special present coming and Shabbos Shmo. And as a chetimtze, that a person will manage to take Shabbos, say, I'm saying again, if he will become a big Talmid Chochem, and he will make it in very high madrigas, say, if he will be a balabos in the end, and by him Shabbos will be an anderetog. And every 7 days, he will have an Eilike Shabbos. Mit alts was Chazal say in Shabbos. And the person has to know. It's in the Dvorim of Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamitz Libecha V'Kaveh El Hashem. Now you're young. You're fresh. You have koyach. It's a question of hergel. If a person manages in these young years to put a schedule and to start to make the Shabbos kodesh spirits with Ale Mailas, it carries on like this, and he's 30 and he's 40, and he sits in his house, it doesn't make it if it's worse in his life. And Shabbos comes, and he has a Shabbos Kodesh. Saya Taimug Nafshi, Saya Taimug Ruchni. It's a double niflo. But it doesn't come without avoiding. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Muzmin Zolim Klal Yisrael. If I will not tell them, they know what. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them? It's not a test of us malachim. What all of you knew, this everyone knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, give them a message though. It's a present. Something special is coming. Give them a message. I'm giving them that as a present. This, if they will not hear it, they will not realize that. They will not know that. And this is the present that we have to open our hands and open our head and to connect. And everyone could start. It's as if you could start doing yeshiva, you could start it when you're in Chutzlot, you could start it in Berazmanim. It doesn't make a difference. We'll see about them and show you different ways of avoiding. Now, to be masbir a little bit more what it means, the Medrash at that pasuk, Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So the Lashon HaPasuk is Kedoshim to you, Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Zog the Medrash, Kedoshim to you, Yochel kemoini. Talmud loimar, Ani Hashem mekadishchem. Kedushasi gedoylo mekedushasi. When you read this Medrash, you start to shiver. The Bala Medrash, we don't understand. Hadesal kedaitoch, Kedoshim to you, Yochel kemoini. Could be, we could come to such a matcha, since he is Yochel kemoini. So But the Balamedrash, the prophet says, no, Kedushas of Devil, Kedushas. Ani Hashem, Kedushas. But was the Sarkedai thought that we could become so Kaddish in Shabbos? Yochel Kemari! This is the Shabbos that we're going to receive. This is the Kedushas Shabbos that Be'ezus Hashem together, I hope together we'll work on it. The spirit will be if we have Siyat Mishpayet. We'll get together. No, we're going to a hard way, to a long way together. But that if we get together, maybe the animal we could get together in Shabbos and try to feel the Shabbos. And it's not a double rochik. I, you say you never felt it. Klal Yisrael also, we have to remember, Klal Yisrael also don't feel it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Lech Ve'idiyem Zogem, what's Zogem? I'll tell them the test of his Melach, and they will do Kiddush, they will see the Melach falling down from the sky. You could pass the whole Shabbos, you could be against Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and Hashem is giving a message. Chazal say, I never heard it in the yeshiva yet, Chazal say, Reb Chatzim will bring it alamol. You're allowed to eat by Ma'oretz on Shabbos. Why? Even though Ma'oretz is choshed ala ma'isa, aim for the Shabbos halim. We don't know what it means. Chatzim Levishon will say alamol. We so far, the Gemara says that Ma'oretz from Amol and Shabbos, we know if I care, in Shabbos people read newspaper. Shabbos is the loose day, it's the off day, it's the Yom HaPagri, you know, in between the week, people really look for, you know, one is ready Yom Chamishi by night, yeah? The week starts, ready another 3 days to the end of the week, yeah? Lay alein. And Chazal say, I'm the Oretz, don't eat by him during the week. But the Shabbos, you can go to his house, you can eat by him, everything is kosher. I'm the Oretz and Shabbos were not kosher on Shabbos. It's fakir, the Shabbos people go to eat, who knows where, yeah? During the week, the Makkah and Avedis. So Reb Chatzim said, why stays we so far? There's more from that. The Gemara says that there's a Neshama Yaseira in Shabbos. As I heard once from Maktsio Salman. We learn out there's a Neshama Yaseira in Shabbos. From where we know there's a Neshama Yaseira in Shabbos, Shterik, Vayonach, Bayoy Mashvi, Vayinofash. Zog the Gemara, Vay of the Nefesh. Vayinofash, Vay of the Nefesh. Zog Rashi, Betzeis HaShabbos, Odom Oymer, Vay of the Nefesh. And Motzei Shabbos is like a feeling, like everyone feels Motzei Shabbos like. Zog Rashi, it's not because a new week is starting. There's a feeling that people feel like a little bit depressed towards the end of Shalosh Shudas. And that feeling of Rashi is the Yetziv, the Neshama Yosef. That's it, Rashi. Somewhat mezach. And the Torah wants to tell us that the Neshama Yosef on Shabbos. I would look for a pasuk and v'yichulu chveis and v'chmach kiddush, it's the Neshama Yosef. Rashi says, you know when you know they have a Neshama Yosef? In the end of Shalosh Shudas, you feel like a little tickle, it's the Neshama Yosef leaving. Shtei to Nochamo. That without no avoider, even though there's a neshama yaseira, and Chazal says like a yitzias neshama, when that neshama yaseira leaves, the whole Shabbos you will not feel it if you would not prepare yourself. In the end of Shabbos, everyone, I don't know, I'm saying, could be the Yehidus HaDeiris is running very quick, but we were bochim already, everyone feels that feeling. In the end of Shalosh Shudas. I'm saying, it's not design. You don't feel that feeling in the end of Shalosh Shudas like a depressed feeling? No? I think this is the double that everyone feels. I'm saying, but that is not a rise for them. But I tell you, even Anoshim Pshutim feel it. That's the concern that I'm open. But even Anoshim Pshutim feel that little tickle with Anoshami and say. So now the Shaila is, everyone is masking and everyone wants here Take. I don't know if you tell us the secret how to sit in Shabbos Kodesh in the Suda and over Shabbos and to feel the Kedusha. Everyone is ready. Just, you know, give us the recipe. I will do it. Chazal Zogim has it. Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos Yoichal B'Shabbos. The Ike Chazal in Eved Zore Gate. But all the Sforim HaKadoshim state that Vais Tois The way to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos is Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos yoichal b'Shabbos. Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos yoichal b'Shabbos. Dehainu, Shabbos only comes with ha'achol. Dehainu, it's a double nisgav me'oid. We'll see later. Remember that it's nisgav. All of the Kedushas start. It's tefillos that will feel Shabbos. It's not a leichte zach. But the secret, mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos. Now, we'll start Kaseda. We can't, I want to see also dvorim pshutim and slowly to get to dvorim amukim. Dvorim pshutim, a person has to know you have to make a achon le Shabbos. A person has to make a achon. He said the Chazanish, Chaim Brim, said over there, the Chazanish told him once, I remember the young years that I stand in the store waiting in line to buy chalas for and wine for Shabbos. The Chazanish, at any minute, when the Chazanish learned, Bis Klois HaKoiches, Chazanish would learn mamish till the last krech that he had. And then he would lay, he couldn't even sit. He was so schwach. He said once the Chazanish fainted on the way to bed, because he learned, Alamo, he would lay exactly the amount of koyach for another 3 steps till the bed. Till there he learned. And one day he was ois gechesh and nish gerech, so he fell on the way before he managed to get to the bed. This was the amount the Chazanish learned. And the Chazanish said he's missing these days if the achonim. It's be'etzim shteit in the Gemara, rov emolach shibuse, rab zeirem achich reishe. About it, the Gemara says mitzvah bar yisim b'shlucho. But we have to understand, if the Gemara says mitzvah bar yisim b'shlucho, yeah, these are meroim, they could have put a tablecloth on the table. But they didn't do the whole Shabbos, yeah? They could have got his wife, Chmeis, do epes for Shabbos. If you put on the suit for Shabbos, to be shower. For sure all of them did that also, right? Everyone took a shower, everyone put on the suit, they had big the Shabbos. But it was not enough. All of the Amiroim, for the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, they made a pe'ule in the Achone. I'm saying this is the Chelik HaGashmi, Mishetorach be'erev Shabbos, Yoichal b'Shabbos. Why I'm saying that? I'm saying again, I'm only speaking to people that want to be Bnei Aliyah. People that don't want to have Bnei Aliyah will not have the Dachis HaZach that I'm trying to speak about. The person wants to start. The first Hanoga to start is to be Terech to Erev Shabbos. A guy said, sure, well, I change my clothes, I go, I buy some Pepsi for Shabbos, Everyone has his chweiz. Someone like chocolate cake, chweiz is what? Everyone. Amiroim also took showers and also took cleans, and even so they did epis l'kavod Shabbos. A person has to have ha'anoga, and he has to start from the time he's young, from the time that Ezes Hashem is Mer V'Esrim, he prepares for Shabbos. He prepares a chomer l'kavod Shabbos. I'll be masbi what I mean. One very practical. We have to start with the gashmias and the gates of the ruchnias. A bachor l'mashonah, not even a normal bachor. So, okay, he shaves, chves, he trims, chves, he's filtered halachas, yeah, and he takes a shower, and he irons his shirts, chves, he cleans himself, and he maybe goes to the spur a little bit to buy some zachon. Where's the rov emolach shibuse, rab zeire machich reishon? The person has to be koyveh inside himself. Ich tut etwas für Shabbos. I'm speaking to myself. I'm trying to think now on myself. Yeah, I don't know if I do every Arab Shabbos. I do Shabbos. I do a lot of Zach. But it's not of Zach. Aber zundere anoge. We do the candles. Aber zundere anoge that a person takes on himself that he does for Shabbos. Moshe the Bacher to take on himself. In his room, he will put a tablecloth and even the side of the room, specially for Shabbos. Man, what anyway is a turn in between the Bacher. Samuel is his week to do the tablecloth, the moment he does his punch. He does a chonel covered Shabbos. And we see, Azeki ben Badam Rohim. Rode Machi Reisha, Rode Malach Shibute. Azeki Machi Reisha, Rode Malach Shibute. They did avoid this Lekovit Shabbos. You're asking, you could say maybe doing this money you will not feel it. A bacher goes ben azmanim up to the mountains. He's coming somewhere for Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, he's going to a camp, Lamazog, and everything is ready for Shabbos. Yeah? What he has to do is to change his suit. Oy, the Shabbos, where's my achonis to cover Shabbos? He goes into the kitchen a couple hours before, I could do something to cover Shabbos. So. Here is the nefkemin echatim. When every time, say, what's coming down? I'm in the dearest, I take care of Shabbos. You don't have the anoge if you're doing the cover Shabbos. A person first puts out anoge, from now on, till I'm going down under the kever, I will do a achonet for my Shabbos. So Hamolet will not work out. So at least, you know, let me to open the bowels. It sounds maybe funny if a buffer will go into the dining room, let me to open the bowels. But this will be his anoge. He's 50, he's coming from a Shabbos Shabbos bracha somewhere. Everything is ready. I'm not going for Shabbos. You know what? Where are we staying? Let me to do the tablecloth. Ich mach le kovet Shabbos. This is our nogi gashmi. We're speaking mamish betachti sahar. We're holding, you know, b'shipule ahar if la'aliyah le kovet Shabbos. But this is our nogi that a person takes on himself and he's doing a pe'ule le kovet Shabbos. And I'm saying, try not to include in this pe'ule washing yourself, cleaning yourself. You're going to the wedding, you also get yourself ready up. You polish your shoes. Say that. Where's the Lekovet Shabbos? I cannot have this Lekovet Shabbos. In our days it's even harder, but most of the food is ready. Chmach Epis Lekovet Shabbos. Let me to do Epis Lekovet Shabbos. Mishel Torach Be'erev Shabbos Hu Yoichal B'Shabbos. I'll tell you, the Atzas HaYetzach is, you know, this is for you. You know what the Yitzchor tells you? I'm going inside your head now. This is for the Pashto. You know, let me have the next Tach. This is the way of the Yitzchor. The Chochme Miyale Behar Hashem U'miyokum B'mkoyim Kodshem. Shem Yisvori. Miyale Behar Hashem U'miyokum. So he's talking Yokum. It's first Yale Behar Hashem. The small Zachem, a greater Zachem. And if a person has the force, I'm saying, and when you balk him, sometimes you think it's harder to find. I'm doing the Kavod Shabbos. A bacher goes over to a cousin's for Shabbos, comes up at early machmir. I'll tell you, I have a nogi. I do something the Kavod Shabbos. Slowly, slowly, it will become a part of teva sheni. Become a teva sheni by a person, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Mishe torach be'erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says, "Mitzvah b'yezer b'shluchoi b'zeu kvoidei shel Shabbos." This is the first anoga of a person to take on himself. I want to start with the lowest anoga. The second anoga is, well, again, halachadik. A person has to be ready and clean for Shabbos. It's that big the Shabbos, and he's clean, his clothes are clean for Shabbos. He does it, the Yeshiva does. Takes a shower, he cleans himself. I'm not speaking yet before, you know, Yeshiva Mitzape, the early Kabbalah Shabbos. We'll get to them. Not a shower, chaparayim, get around to the shower. He goes out of the shower, Sofek Chil Shabbos, Sofek. We need, I want you to explain the Mikudah. We need to Mekadesh the preparing for Shabbos. People don't understand. I'm ready. I went out of the shower. You go out of the shower like a goy. The way to have a Mishet Torach Be'erev Shabbos is early. I thought I went to Menachem Bova. It's merely anybody's leaving. I just can't hold myself. This Erev Shavuos. I thought it's bad enough. It's Hamish Oilam. Sure story. Erev Shavuos. I had a chavrus. I made a chavrus to come 2 o'clock in my house. I thought we'd learn until the morning. We'll eat in the middle of half an hour. But this is it. Bacher. Told me I have to sleep in the morning. 2 o'clock I have to be in my house. We're doing this walking. till the morning, and even after davening. After davening, he became too tired. He left after shachris. I don't blame him. But the kids are mine, so I came a bit late, 10-15 minutes late. But I said, I'll go to the barber. I'm going to go to the barber. The mice, I said, I'll take a haircut. I'm not sure if I'll manage to sleep. But, you know, that's not a home. I went to the barber. The kids are in a line of an hour and a half. I'm going to sleep. I remember that there's a Yidda who was missing in the neighborhood. I called him Alam Molde Chofetz Chaim from Almof. I don't know why, that's why I called him. My mate is organizer. My mate is a tzaddik, he's a Yid. He's a tiger Yid. He told me Almof that he became from because he read a story on Chofetz Chaim. I didn't know, I was sure a Tom Yid, you know, in the morning, you know, he was Alam Molde saying to heal him, you know, bubbles, a chasachan felt. You know, a tiger Yid. I spoke, I heard that it was nifty during the week. I said, look, if I have an hour and a half, I'll go to Menachem Mavel. I went into Menachem Mavel. So first, you know, I heard that he was not so stupid like I thought. He was licensed to like Goyim and Nats. He got prizes from NASA for all different, you know, Cheshbonos and Gematros, you know, he had their own. You know, Irgimed is Mamash, you know, he doesn't know what time to hold the Siddur. This kid told me he decided, you know, and he was teaching, and he went to out cities, you know, he would go to teach for Panasa. But he came, no one knew Gomish, and then he said, so now, you know, he came with Napoleon, Vision of Sidim, and said that when they decided to go out to work, they came over to him to teach him because he needed a degree. He sat with them by night, and he told them all the places. And Gomish, he didn't want to know nothing from this world, this person. Even his check, he would never look at his check. All his money he gave to his wife. He said, I'm in charge of the learning, you're in charge on the middle of the Alma. So they shaped in the Gemara. He never opened. The young son said, when he got married, he was a shy on the money at this point. He had to call the miser. So the father got up a second, he went to the mother, how much money we have to give? You know, this will be given. This is the mamash. He forced himself to sign a mufta. But they moved to Amos 20 years ago, they lived in Pakistan. His wife went to see the apartment, says, not good. Middle of the album, he's not checking. I'm coming with the car. And he came with the truck, with the guy in the college. So I said, the kids say, one of the kids, all of a sudden, with me in the Shiva, I knew him. Told me every morning after davening, his father would come back over. He came home, he went into his bedroom, he took off his Shabbos clothes, this reason I remember that woman. He would put on the Shabbos clothes. And for 15 minutes, 1:05, he would take a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's a Yid. And he would take off his Shabbos clothes and went back to the Yid. Said, from the time they remember their father, it was never a day that he missed. Then the other son told me, it's a Maisa, that his older son, also has to be at least 45, I'm saying, for the Cheshbon. So when he was 3 years old, the kid was very sick, almost died, was a mess. So his father was Mekabel HaKabbalah that would not pass a day without 4 hours of learning. His father told him last year, but his father was yelling at him and something. Told him, I was Mekabel HaKabbalah, so I never passed the Kabbalah. I never broke it. It was never a day. Never a day that he broke his Kabbalah. He was Mekabel every day to learn 4 hours because of Kodesh Baruch Hu saved his son. Vacation. Chasna for kids. But what I'm trying to say, I want to go back. I just remember that. I don't know why. I have to show you this mindset. So anyway, I didn't sleep on Shul. I stayed in the Shiva because, you know, I can't tie the Shul. I was such a mice, I gave me a crack. You know, instead of sleeping to be, have a crack to be awake, you know, as if I didn't. But what I'm trying to say is, what is, love is when you will come to that Madrega to do it. Hopefully, we'll get to that Madrega. You have to go every morning after downing to the room. But you will feel, love is when you will decide to come to that Madrega. Hopefully, when we invite him, we'll get there, yeah? But you have a feeling to take out your Shabbos clothes and to put a man to say that. You understand what I'm trying to say? A Yid has to first feel that the achana that he does to cover Shabbos, he's preparing himself for Shabbos. And the way to feel the big the Shabbos, the clean for Shabbos, ichtudas for Shabbos. It's getting late, I didn't realize. So, let me start a little bit. So the first shlav of the avoda is first to make kabel, to prepare something for Shabbos, I'm a balance guy. But like we said before, Shavuos, all of these things are matzliach. If a person decides, from now, I will be a balabos, I will be a Talmid Chacham, it doesn't make a difference what. By me, Erev Shabbos, I will make a achana for Shabbos. This is the first Kabbalah. Second Kabbalah, he will be mekabel on himself to try to have a Shabbos clothes clean. If it's dirty, to take it to the dry cleaner, to organize it, that he has his Shabbos clothes, that he's rinsed for Shabbos, that he took a good shower, I guess, to the mikveh. It's ka'aba, so machavas, the Shabbos Kodesh is coming, I need to be ready. This is the second Kabbalah. But the way if we're going to mekabel Shabbos Amalka, what a person will do in the meantime, in the first shlav, we know that Shabbos is a hecher azach, and we want to be zeicher, and we want to be zeicher, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives it lefi what you waiting for it. Moses says, "Boyu v'neitzer likras Shabbos Malkus." Amoroyim orishoyim oyu misatfim v'oymrim boyu v'neitzer likras Shabbos Malkus. What is it? Shabbos goes lefi de'achone. Kichoson ayoytzer likras kala. Shabbos comes for people that prepare for it. If not, she doesn't come. The kedusha doesn't come. The Kedusha doesn't come. I saw someone brings down the Regina. Brings down like a diamond. Only shines when you put it in a setting. These Chazalim, I'm not going now to the Chazalim. Shabbos is the same thing. If you don't prepare for Shabbos, the diamond comes in its dirt. So, the third Kabbalah. I'm saying again, today we're speaking on the Kabbalah's maestros. So I want to speak on much more. What I hold that the Yeshiva Bachar has to do. But at least now, when it's Licht Pension, if it's 40 minutes in Yerushalayim, if it's 20 minutes in America, it doesn't make a difference. A person is Mekabel, he's ready for Shabbos in Licht Pension. He's ready for Shabbos in Licht Pension. From now on to the end of his life. This is how a person has to. And if a person wants, he will have Siyata Deshmaya. But this is a Kabbalah. If I have to go to the mountains and I see it doesn't work out, I stop in the middle, I'll be somewhere else for Shabbos. I'm not doing it. If I'm not ready, I'm not taking a shower this week. So I have to do it before. I'm not doing for Shabbos, I'm not doing melachos after the time. It doesn't make a difference. What is the reason? It doesn't make a difference, what will be the reason? These are my three Kabbalahs. And by me, this is a Kabbalah that will be my Hanog. You have to understand, you start when you're young. You're older, you have nice Hanogas. Saif Yotamit Chochem and Chavachim if you're Balabos. It's nice Hanogas. Your kids know, your wife know. By you, this is a wall. I can't. You go out of the car, doesn't make a difference. Shabbos. By me, it's Shabbos. I don't do Malach anymore. This is the Tchila Sa'achon of the Shabbos. I want to tell you, I try to be makbid, not to be ready in Shabbos, right? Before Shabbos, we'll get to these madrigas. Last Lel Shishi, I finished the Aloha Shiyot already. My father calls me up, he's in the airport in America, he gets stuck in the flight. Continental. The kids are, he'll be arriving very late. Doesn't know what to do, maybe 4:30, you know, Shabbos. The halacha is allowed, or not allowed to. Doesn't make a difference in the plane, and for sure again on the runway, the plane stops, gets stuck for another hour. The kids are, the plane is arriving 5:30 in Ben Gurion. That of Shabbos. I told me it wasn't Shabbos. I don't know how much Shabbos. What's the time? Tell my father this, I don't know what will happen. But you see, if you arrive around 5:30, I will organize that someone will take you to Yerushalayim Miyad. I'll take care of it. If someone will wait near the plane for you, and he will take you. I said, I don't know how, I will take care of it. Have all day. Keep it up. I will decide. Just sit in your place, someone will take you home. If it's a bit later, I will have two bochum that will come to spend with you Shabbos at the airport, and you don't have to leave too close to Shabbos. In the morning I get up, the plane left, arrived at 5:30. Kitzur, I call, I want to organize a VIP, to organize to pull him out, and to take him out. Kitzur, they give me this number, that number. Someone tells me it's the name of the person, but he has an old cell phone. Kitzur, I call the 144, they tell me, I said, in Tel Aviv, this man, they tell me he's at least 9. You know, you want me to carry on looking, he's more. I said, listen, I need it for Shabbos, give me one, it'll be the right one. To me, who? I said, just give me one. I'm telling you, I only need one. So it doesn't make sense. I said, I just need one. He said, okay, I'll give you one. She gave me one. She said, well, this one has 5 numbers. I said, okay, give me the first one from that number. I called up this person. I said, you're the head of organization. I said, tell me what you need. I said, my father is arriving. I need someone to pull him out, to have his car, you know, that we could drive in the airport. Driving Miyad out, a taxi outside, and I want him from the time that he's arriving in 40 minutes to be home. And I have a call, this is the number of my secretary, tell her that I said your call, and everything will be taken care of. I call up, she tells me, you know, you're not in the name of these people that you know. No, you can't do it to everyone. You have, you know, it's a whole process, you have to get in the government, you know, a whole stuff. I said, he told me to call. So he said, you know, I paid some money. My father arrived 5:30. After 40 minutes, he was invited to Gan in his house. After the shower, ready for Shabbos. If a person decides that he will do for Shabbos, everything works out. My father thought, but how do you know that you'll do it? If I want for Shabbos, it's how it will not work out. But this person has to have achlot. A person has to have achlot. So I'm saying these three anogos, and the most gashmi is the anogos. To prepare gashmi, to prepare your clothes, check now if your Shabbos clothes are ready, if they're clean. I'm serious. To have Shabbos clothes, if your shoes are ready, to have, everything is ready. Shabbos, by you, you're ready for Shabbos. You have big day Shabbos. Eli can big day Shabbos. You don't give up, I'm all taking the Shabbos suit for the weekday, I'm all, you know. It becomes very natural if the Shabbos suit or a weekly suit. And the second thing, you decide from now on, you will be ready in Kabbalah Shabbos. It's an achlot. You can't say, I will try most times. If you try most times, you're not from the people that decided to prepare for Shabbos. So, this is the first thing. Achof, that we will be in Kabbalah, that Hashem will come on Shabbos. With this achana, next week we'll start to climb up.